Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Wednesday, March the 3rd, 2021. I had the honor to have Professor Paul and Professor Joe both on. Now, I just want to bring up something that was on the news this morning. Stockton, California. People are receiving $500 a month under an experiment called the Universal Basic Income Experiment, and have been doing so for 2 years. So, what do we got? New World Order again? With that, I want to bring up Professor Joe first, because we had a long talk yesterday, or Professor Paul, whichever one of you want to go first. We're going to make this a half an hour or less show, 20 minutes. So, Paul, do you want to?
I'll start it out.
Okay, Joe. Go ahead.
All right. There are so many things that are so that look as the New World Order as an octopus with many tentacles. And the universal income is one of those. Stockton, California is a city that went bankrupt. The reason that it went bankrupt, they began killing off the agricultural industry that used to be part of what we call the San Joaquin Valley. And at one time, it provided 80% of all winter vegetables in the United States. It no longer does so because much of the farming has been cut back. So all along Stockton, Fresno, San Bernardino, all of those cities went bankrupt. They declared bankruptcy. So that is why they picked out Stockton, California to do the experiment. Now further, as part of this program of doing in mankind, if you want to, is whatever you do, do not even do the swab for the testing if you have COVID, because on the end of that swab are nanoparticles. And I will put, Stu, when I mention this word, Stu will be very familiar with it. It's called Morgellons disease.
Yep.
You get these little tiny fibers that begin growing out of your skin. And they're alive, and they are a means by which they began to affect your DNA. And on the tip of that swab are little tiny nanofibers that are hollow, that have little tiny nanoparticles in them that create havoc on your DNA system. So don't get swabbed, don't get the shot. This also, reviewing again, this is an octopus with many tentacles. And one of the tentacles is, of course, getting the shot, getting the swab, the universal income. This is to do away with mankind. And within 3 to 6 months, we're going to see a mass of people dropping. Of course, you won't hear about this on the main media news because they do not want to tip their hand. So also, you have then the experiment yesterday, or day before yesterday, of Kingman, where they shut down city government. So you see, this is another ongoing thing that covers many areas, not just one. There are many attacks that are going on now. And by the way, folks, this is happening in Europe, and they are having big demonstrations of not wearing the mask, of not getting the shot, of not getting the Schwab, and getting away and doing away with the universal income. All it is you give up your sovereignty, and we'll give you the crumbs off the table. Okay, go ahead.
By the way, Texas today, or yesterday, said no more curfews, no more lockdowns, take your mask off. It's up to the businesses whether they want to allow you in or not without one. You know, I thought to bring that up.
Joel, can I ask you about Kingman, Arizona? So the point of that was to show that they can shut down city governments, they can shut down utility companies. They really are doing trial runs to basically get ready for their
simulation, not the real thing, simulation.
Oh, thank you. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Then afterwards, they're going to do the real thing, they're going to do the real thing. And let's go back again. Very quickly, this all comes from Promise Wear. We've been over that on many occasions. The Israelis developed what is called the ARC CPU. They put it on top of the Intel CPU, and they can get into every computer, and they demonstrated on one video of where they shut down a sewage plant in the United States from Israel, just momentarily. Just with a push of the button, they shut down a sewage plant. And this is what they said: we now control the world through cyberspace. That is why Whitney Webb says the country that stands the greatest to benefit from this is Israel, because they now control cyberspace. Go ahead.
We also have reports that China and Russia also are in our computer systems.
Okay, stop right there. Don't get sucked down the rabbit hole. It's China. No, China is an expression of the Zionist. They are the ones that put in Mao Zedong into power. Mao Zedong's philosophy was big corporatism. It hasn't gone away. The Jews heavily invested into Russia, and they control into China, and they control it.
That's true.
China does not. Israel controls China. And we got to keep that perspective, because that's very important.
Now,
go ahead.
The Jews in Denver, that's the Larry Mizell crowd, Leonard Melman crowd that I've been after for years, trying to shut them down, which is a Jewish crime syndicate and one of the Illuminati 12. You're both familiar with that. Now, if you punch in on the search engine on my website, punch in Lipple, or not Lipple Group, but, it's in the breaking news column that's down there, where an American company that got blown out of the saddle financially, I'm trying to think of it, in 97, where Norman Brownstein, one of the two Jews, one of the two APEC directors, was on the board of directors of that company. They went upside down. They sold out to a Chinese group, and this was a telecommunications company in America. And all the investors lost a ton of money, another collapse, nobody goes to jail on, whole bit. That was a 97 financial screw-up. Now, that company that bought the one from Brownstein was on the board of the other one, and it was the Daddy Bush company, and it's the one that owned the Panama Canal after they invaded Panama and stole the canal from them. Just thought I'd bring that up. That's the Jews. And their Chinese connection to all this was Lipple Group, Worthington Bank, Little Rock, Arkansas, which there was a book written by Ambrose Pritchard about the Lincoln bedroom being for sale during the years the Clintons were in the White House. Great read. A lot of great information.
Let's take this further back, because people don't get it. The Sassoons are the family that took over the opium trade. And the Chinese would use opium in their foods. They would use it as a medicine. Opium can be very helpful if it's kept within certain boundary marks. But what they did was to grow the opium in India. How did that happen? It happened by what we call the British East India Company. The British East India Company controlled the world. Who controlled the British East India Company? The Jews. The Sassoons controlled the opium trade into China. That is where the Jews began their control of China. It's not in the last 100 years, it goes back 300 years. And so keep that in mind, that it is the Jewish businessman, entrepreneur, mishpuka, gangster, their street crime and white collar crime. They are the ones. And think of a little petal of flower one pointing, petal pointing to the northeast, the other petal pointing to the northwest, to the south, another petal in the middle of the flower. The middle of the flower is Israel. That is to demonstrate they control what is going into China, they control what's going into Russia, and they control what's going into Africa. And they did it through, and they have weeded their control through cyberspace because everything is cyberspace.
Now, we talked about this yesterday, and you can see where they are in the government servers, Israel, out of Israel, and it's U.S. government, Israel, cyber attacks against Stu Webb. It's in the breaking news column. Go on and look at it. Cheney Reservoir, one of our secret underground bases near Wichita, Kansas. Cheney Reservoir. You want to pick it up, Paul or Joe?
Now I'll add one more to it, and this comes from Clark McClendon, which was a high-ranking NASA official. Israel controls NASA. In other words, the Jews are in outer space. And that is the meaning of what we call the new bureaucracy, the new arm of the government that Trump created,
Space Force.
I can't remember that.
I think they call it the Space Force.
It's called Space Force, and it is drawn out of Air Force Intelligence, which is in Colorado Springs, Pearson Air Force Base in Schreiber. Out of that, they created Space Force. They control it by producing cadets that come out of the underground training center for space cadets for the Air Force. Now let's take this over to George Herbert Walker Bush. I saw him say it himself at the Winter Olympics. He had his arm around the head of the Mormon Church. He said, "This man and his people are going to help us bring about the New World Order, led by the United States Air Force."
Now, I'll add a couple things if I can to that. Folks, from the Alien Agreement, which is the Fallen Angels, the Alien Agreement 1952 to 2012, which has been extended, they gave us invisibility, they gave us space-time, and they gave us anti-gravity, free energy. Now, all and HARP has been created from it as well, the alien technology. Now, if you look at Nikola Tesla, the scientist, you can see what was developed. And there's flicks out there on the internet, films. If you look at not only Nikola Tesla, but if you look at the Philadelphia experiment where they, and I met Al Bielik, who was on the ship where they sent it into space-time. I met him in 94, I believe it was, at Global Sciences in Denver, where he was speaking and I was speaking. Now, he'd been thrown in space-time. He told me all kinds of stuff that went on. And here, as they come back to visibility in the harbor over there in Pennsylvania, when they came back to visibility, these three ships that they had these devices on, they spin opposite each other, magnetic. When it came back, a lot of the men had their arms stuck in the walls of the ship, and their legs had to be amputated right there because they couldn't get them out. Now, that was all real. John Lear, my friend, who lives in Vegas, made Art Bell famous, and others. John had been on shows with me quite a few times in the past. He's been under a lot of heat. I heard he took recently did a show with someone. But he said on my program the last time I interviewed him, a few years back, he said his father sold Lear jets. I asked him, is it true that your father, that our government built about 150 flying saucers? He goes, yes. He said, that's true. He says, my father sold Lear jets, and he took the contract to build the flying saucers for the government. And at the very end, he started telling people what he had done, and so they kicked him out of the program. Now, there was 150 flying saucers built, folks. Our U.S. arsenal has it. And part of them are parked north of Las Vegas. I've seen them come in there. I've also seen the alien flying saucers out near Papoose Lake, Nevada, because I've spoke at the little alien restaurant and the whole bit as a guest, or spoke at it. at one of their conventions. So, and I met Ed Slade, and he was a scientist that worked for the aliens. He worked for the 12 disciples of Satan. He was a U.S. government scientist, but he answered to Meyer Rothschild, folks, and Lawrence Rockefeller were the two main ones he answered to. And they were both known to be fallen angel possessed, which is alien possession. Now, Super Spook Oates Johnson said 200,000 aliens are registered with the United States National Security Agency as the ones that they're possessing. They have to be registered, supposedly. Now, only 200,000, but we had a fight in heaven that apparently there were about 1 million angels involved and a third fell. That'd be about 333,000, so there's a bunch of hidden ones. Now, they've cloned 10 million people in Hope, Arkansas, plus no conscience, no soul. What kind of a friggin' planet are we living on? You want to pick that up, Joe?
All right, now let's take it one more step, go backwards. Again, this is an octopus. There is not just one name, one person. There are many. But the best outline of the conspiracy is started with first the fallen angel alien. Then we go down to the Khazarian Mafia. Then to the Dark Illuminati. But in between the Khazarian Mafia and the fallen angel alien are other what would be called negative species, like little and tall grays. The worst among the tall grays are the Dax. They are out of the constellation Beltegeese. So again, you have the fallen angel alien. Then what do they manifest themselves as? They manifest themselves as Dracos and reptilians. Then comes the Greys, Insectoids. Then comes the Khazarian Mafia. And in the Khazarian Mafia are hybrids. Then out of that is for the Gentile, or what we are called by them, the Goyim, cattle. Is the Dark Illuminati, which was created by Amzai Rothschild, Jacob Franks, and Adam Weishaupt. All three of them were Jews. And then from there it goes out into multi-levels, banking, economics, etc., education, etc. Okay, go ahead, Paul.
Well, I just need to ask you guys a couple questions about Endgame. So you have this conspiracy, and yesterday off the air, of course, I get blown away all the time and get flat-footed. But the conspiracy is Lucifer and the Fallen Ones, they want Earth back. They want this planet for themselves. And their end game for Earth is to eliminate us. And so they get H+ transhumanism. Is that the end game?
Okay, stop there. Take it back, put it in words that you understand. Yes, there is what we call dispensationalism, but you have to look at it from the point of view that is their plan. That is not God's plan. And you have your answer. And not only that, if you take it up one more level with the Rabbi Finkelstein video audio, he said, we are going to jump into our spaceships and we're going to go after the old man, and we're going to defeat him this time because we lost in the great battle at Alpha Centauri hundreds of thousands of years ago. We are going to be called the comeback guys. Why are they doing this? Because the fallen angel alien thinks that he's equal to God and he's going to do one thing. If he can destroy the planet Earth, he can stop creation.
That's interesting. Now, those two interviews of Finkelstein are on the front of my website, folks. You can find that interview.
I'll say that again. It is to interfere with the creation process. It's connected to breathing. God breathes out, God breathes in. And it's to interfere with that flow. right there. That's the ultimate game. You have just been told the ultimate game.
Now, Joe, I want to ask you a question. You made a comment on a show the other day, one of the two shows that we did, and you made a comment regarding a third of mankind. Is this the plague that kills them from the shot, this vaccination?
Okay, now, don't do that. Just use dispensationalism as a general plan of their plan that they're going to try to do. Don't you get, in other words, God's not going to let this happen. He's not going to let these fallen angel aliens destroy the creating process. He's not going to let it happen, but there's going to be a lot of people, as Ed Slade said, a lot of people are going to die. And he said, that's when God will step in, when too many people have died.
And they are dying like crazy right now from these shots.
And there's a lot of people around me, there's lots of death. And that is part of that process. I don't understand why God would let all these people die. I can't answer the question.
Apologetics is a very esoteric, erudite endeavor, and I have to admit that we can only know what God reveals to us, and the Bible is maybe the best place.
Paul, the best thing that I can tell you is the biggest mistake, and it was brought out by Swingley and that's part of the chemtrail thing. Swingley and one of the other reformists. Help me on that, Paul.
Reformist, are we talking about Protestants? Or
Protestants. Swingley.
Calvin and you got...
Calvin. Both of those were infiltrators from the fallen angel alien Jew. And what they did was, is to create, and I'm putting it into some simplistic terms, you are saved by faith alone. And boy, does that ever create a big problem, theologically. Because what do you do with the book of James? James is equal to Paul. Paul is equal to James. What do you do now? And finally, they came up with a statement that served its purpose. We are saved by grace through faith unto good works. Got to have all three of those components: faith, grace, and good works. You throw any one of those out, it doesn't work. Your salvation does not work. You have to pick up the cross and walk. And that means lots of pain.
Bingo.
People don't want to hear that. Because when you're down in the tubes, down in the depression, you really begin to question, how can God let this happen? But I'm not going to get into that because that's another story. So anyway, back to the original idea. Ultimately, it is to interfere with God in his creative process.
Now, a perfect example.
Now is a good time to close. I do have questions about geo and exopolitics, but they can wait if you need to sign off.
Yeah, I do. I need to go.
Real quick, Joe and Paul, wouldn't Joe Epstein, I think his name is, the preacher in Houston.
Osteen. I don't even know anymore with the supernatural changes.
Okay. Feel good. That's this whole thing,
Paul, let me save you some trouble. Joel Osteen and those guys, God bless them. Let them go and do their thing because they do help some people at the lower levels. But the problem of it is, ultimately, it's very shallow in its understanding. But some people need that. And Joel Osteen, yes, he's on their side. Because all you have to do is accept Jesus into your heart and everything's taken care of. That's not what happens. Because once those people accept Jesus into their heart and they come up against the world, they give it up.
Yep, they don't maintain the cross, the faith and belief.
They do not maintain the cross. And to maintain the cross, you have to have knowledge.
And wisdom.
That's why the old Roman Catholic Church, the Anglican Church, said the church is the means of salvation. What they were saying was, is that mankind has to have knowledge concerning God. To have that, you have to know scripture, you have to know a little bit about theology, because that's what helps you when you're down in the tubes. It's your thinking. And your thinking has to be disciplined and trained.
Very true.
Getting control of one's mind is really...
Well, Paul...
You got to remember that people are looking, and I understand that because I was in that place. People are looking for simplistic answers because they're in so much pain. And they don't want to hear long theological statements. So what happens is, there comes along Joel Osteen. This is why I give my approval in a certain perspective of Joel Osteen. Because he serves a purpose. And that is for those people who are so down in the dumps, he could give them a little bit of hope.
Okay, good point.
And so, okay, but for myself, I know that where he's ultimately coming from. Same thing for the Jen and Paul Crouchers. Same thing for Jimmy Swaggart. Same thing for a whole bunch of other TV evangelists. They provide a means that will give a little bit of hope for people. Although they are using mankind to further the satanic agenda.
Good point. Paul, you want to close it out?
I can. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to present information to each other and to our listeners. We ask for your mercy. We ask for your forgiveness. We ask for your wisdom to direct us to your will and your ways. And we ask in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, that you guide us today, tomorrow, and in the days to come, because we know the testing is going to become more severe. And we ask everything in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Joel.
Okay.
Have a good one, both of you.